This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. As the populations of Meridian and Boise have swelled in recent years, it has created some challenges for what is now the largest school district in our state, West Ada. Schools are overflowing with students while the district is looking to taxpayer-funded bonds and levies for support. We're continuing our Growing Pain series now with a look at the West Ada School District. And here to help us with that is Idaho Press reporter Ryan Supi. Ryan, thanks for coming on the show today.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
So can you just give us a quick overview of an issue that came up during a Meridian City Council meeting back in March?
Oh, sure. So back in March, there's a development in South Meridian. Developer wants to build a bunch of houses. So they go to city council to get their permits approved. And as part of every city council application, the West Ada School District will submit a letter that says, these are the schools basically that these new kids are going to come to once this development is built. And one of the schools was Meridian Middle School, which was 4 miles away from this development. And some of the city council members were like, well, hang on, why are they going to this school so far away? So basically they delayed this development application and said, we're going to look at this again in a couple weeks after we get confirmation from the school district. Are these kids really going to go to this school that's so far away? They came back and it turned out, no, they're actually going to go to Victory Middle School, which is more like a mile away.
So do you think this was primarily a communication problem then, what happened?
Yes, I think it was.
So whose responsibility was it to get on the same page? Was it the city? Was it the school district? Was it the developer? Or was it a combination of all three?
Well, it's a communication issue between the city council and the school district. And it was just a kind of a silly error this one time. It was outdated information. And the thing here is city council wants updated information. So when a development like this is before the city council, they know how this development is going to impact the school district.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we should note that, I mean, over the years, I mean, these school boundaries have had to move and shift because of how big Meridian continues to be. And then if these lines don't shift with development, then you get what happened in March, right? Where there's a school less than a mile away, but your kid has to go even farther than that potentially.
Right. And this story is interesting in particular because what we're seeing now is the city council and the city in general taking a more concerted effort about getting out ahead of these issues. And that's what this story you're referring to, that's what mm-hmm. I wanted to tackle here. Is this the city's lane to be in? Typically, you know, your city is dealing with sewer and water and sidewalks, a lot of what Mayor Simonson just talked about, should they be tackling schools as well? And I think the city of Meridian is saying, we might try.
So talk to us about what happened with Owyhee High School. Now, this is being built in Meridian, but it's set to open in 2021.
Right. Yeah. So the issue there, West Ada obviously needs more high schools. Their schools right now are bursting at the seams. I'm sure that comes as no surprise. And in particular, they wanted to build one in Northwest Meridian, which is one of the fastest growing parts of the city. South and Northwest are where they're seeing the most growth. And they found a parcel of land that was actually in Ada County, not in Meridian proper. And they mm-hmm. picked that one because it was cheaper. Simple as that. School district doesn't have a lot of money. They picked a cheap piece of property. It was cheaper because it was in the county and not Meridian. And at the time, Meridian said, well, we don't really have services out there yet. So I wish you would have picked that parcel of land a little bit closer to the city, because now we don't have sidewalks out there. We don't have sewer. We don't have water. So there's some conflict there. And Mayor Simonson mentioned that in his State of the City address. And the issue that they're trying to solve is, we want to be on the same page about where you're planning to build schools, so that we can have the services there ready for you.
And we should be clear, West Ada mostly serves students in Meridian, but there are also parts of Boise, CUNA, Eagle, and Star that all flow into the West Ada School District. And you just mentioned Mayor Simonson. We just talked to him as well about growth in Meridian. And you brought up this point with the Hawaii High School about them saying, we wish we had known because there aren't services out there. We don't have sidewalks. Mayor Simonson literally just talked about, you know, the necessity for that, right? Where these parcels of land that are not developed, you know, you run into these issues. So under his leadership, do you see the district and the city collaborating more when it comes to where schools should be built and grown, or is there still going to be, you know, tension as this moves forward?
No, absolutely. It seems like the city is trying to work better with the school district. I think it was back in March, they had a joint meeting where they all sat down together and said, what I took away from the meeting was basically, we need to be better about sharing information and data. West Ada collects a lot of data on where new homes are being built so that they can plan for where they're going to build new schools. Following that meeting, Meridian announced that they had just created a new position, West Ada Liaison. So someone who's going to work for the city and talk to West Ada about that information, that data that they can share. And even in city council meetings, I mean, the story that I wrote, it first popped into my head as I'm sitting through a lot of meetings, or zooming in now. and this becomes an issue on a development application. So there's a whole number of things the city council considers when they're looking at a development application. And it seemed like lately a lot more they were talking about schools. And it's an interesting question. They have that lever to pull, yes or no on an application. And as far as I know, they've never denied an application due to school growth, but basically they're asking questions.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Idaho Press reporter Ryan Supi about the West Ada School District and definitely the growing pains that school district has felt. Another point, Ryan, that you bring up in your article from July has to do with funding for schools in West Ada. Now, the district has really come to rely on bonds and levies, but as we know, they are not always successful in getting taxpayer approval. So what do district officials say about this?
Well, yeah, you nailed it. They want a new funding mechanism. They want impact fees. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. These bonds and levies are they're tricky because you never know whether right. you're going to get it. I mean, a levy just
and it's not sustainable, and it's not necessarily sustainable either, Ryan. Right.
Right. So even as they're growing. As they're growing, they need levies to pay for that growth. And that's just like part of their regular budget. I mean, West Ada for the last 8 or 9 years has successfully gotten a $14 million a year per levy. And that just funds new desks for growth in students. It funds new teachers to deal with the growth. And then the bonds, of course, fund facilities. We need more schools because our schools are bursting at the seams. Mm-hmm. So what impact fees would do is, of course, it would force the developers to pay the school district for the growth that they are causing.
Okay, can we talk about that a bit more, these impact fees, Ryan? Sure. Because, I mean, this issue really then brings in the state legislature. Because, as you mentioned, these, in case people aren't familiar with what an impact fee is, these are fees that are charged to developers by cities to pay for infrastructure as communities grow. So, you know, pay for schools, but they don't help when it comes to schools in Idaho because we don't have that on the books as something that that we do when it comes to schools. So Ryan, why is that? And do you think this law could change?
Well, that's a good question. And I don't know whether it could change. I haven't heard much from the legislature about whether they would tackle this issue. It seems like no. There's 13 states in the U.S. that do allow schools to collect impact fees. And obviously we are not one of them. Mm-hmm. So we have to wait and see, I guess.
It'll be curious to see how the pandemic plays in that, right? Because when we look at the West Ada School District and the issues that they have had with getting school back up and running, and it wasn't just in the fall, it was in the spring when everybody had to make that shift. And so much of it has to do with when you have a school district that is as large as West Ada, but you don't have the funds, you're between a rock and a hard place.
Right. They're pretty much a small city by now. I think there are about 40,000, 41,000 students. And I was just looking at their facilities plan, and they're looking at 15 schools, I think, that are over capacity, and about a dozen that are just about at capacity. And it's only going to get worse for them. They're looking at, I think Compass data shows about 1,400 new students per year over the next decade.
Wow.
So it's not going away anytime soon.
Right. It's not stopping. So before I let you go, since you reported on these issues over the summer, you've actually changed beats from Meridian to Boise. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if you have any thoughts that you could share on the growth and affordability issue in these two neighboring cities. Do you see any similarities in what they're doing? And I ask that because it seems like sometimes they're not on the same page.
Well, I covered both state of the city addresses this year, and they're very different cities with very different priorities. Mayor Simison is talking a lot about, on the campaign and during his administration so far, it's about offering quality services and having good relationships with different agencies, which he just talked about. In McLean's address, she's talking about climate change, housing affordability, anti-racism measures. So they're headed in different directions, but they do have some of the same problems. Housing affordability is a problem in Meridian, and it's something that the city council often talks about when a new development comes before them. They like to approve developments that meet a certain demand. There are other similarities. Infill development is one of them. Meridian would love to see infill development, and it's often a point of contention. Boise's the same way. I mean, you mentioned Dave Beter was a big infill development density guy,
right?
But there's still problems there. The main problem being a lot of neighbors don't really want infill development near them.
That always seems to be the problem. Hey, Ryan, I really appreciate your perspective on all of this. We've been talking with Idaho Press reporter Ryan Supi. We will link to his story from this summer on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Ryan, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Gemma. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too. And I want to thank all of you for joining us and for participating in our Growing Pain series on Treasure Valley growth and affordability. Now, if you haven't shared your story with us yet, download the Boise State Public Radio app. You can click on the menu button to use the talk to us function. And it's exactly that. Talk to us. Leave us a voicemail. It is the best way to have your voice heard on the show. We would love, love, love for you to participate and to hear from you. We will continue our Growing Pains series on Monday with a trip out to Canyon County, because since it's Friday tomorrow, we have to have our reporter roundtable in to get you updated on all of the news that made headlines. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. And I want to, again, thank each of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. It's Thursday. I hope you can find a little bit piece of joy in your day. And of course, we will see you back here tomorrow.